As the clock ticks down to the opening of the Sonoma County Fair, the fairgrounds are a swarm of busy preparations. Nowhere more so than inside the Hall of Flowers. Overseeing it all is Greg Duncan, the master designer for the Hall of Flowers for the past 20 years. He's delighted with this year's 1960s-oriented theme, Flower Power.
I picked this theme because I knew it would be something that the exhibitors could go wild with color and the style of flowers. This is just going to be a riot and an explosion of color. Each garden is a song from the 60s that starts with a color. So we have Yellow Submarine and Green River and White Rabbit. The 60s was a period where color and style and design and fashion and especially in music were really new and exciting and vibrant. And I thought this would be ideal for the show. And as we've been putting it together, more and more ideas have cropped up. And the exhibitors, of course, bring in their own ideas.
The overall theme for the fair this year is also a nod to the 60s, peace, love, and fair. Designer Greg Duncan is a firm believer that the flower show should mesh with everything that's going on around it.
I have always felt that the fair and the flower show should be united in theme, and it didn't used to be that way. The flower show would go to Japan and the fair would do poultry in motion or something. For the last 20 years, we've gotten together and talked about a theme that would work for the whole fair as well as the Hall of Flowers. And so we're all trying to get everybody excited about the same kind of imagery.
As he moves through the annual design process, Duncan explains he is trying to envision a final environment that offers something for all ages of fairgoers and more.
It's everybody. You always want to keep in mind kids as well as the folks more my age. But I'm also designing for the exhibitors. This is a showcase of the individual junior, amateur, and professional exhibitors who come in to plant the beautiful gardens. And so I need to come up with something that's going to work well for them, not overpower what they're doing, but give them some thematic support.
The coming year's theme is chosen early each winter, and the design and planning follows quickly enough that the expansive murals that frame either end of the Hall of Flowers are usually completed by February. But that's not the only thing that changes from one year to the next. Duncan says he also tries to create a new layout of the exhibits on the floor each time.
I try to make it as different as I can every year, and so it isn't just people going the same direction. We've had to make changes over the years to conform with ADA and other changes to our way of addressing the public. So things are a little flatter than they used to be. But we try to put different types of water features. Sometimes it's waterfalls, sometimes it's fountains. We've got a water feature this time that features millions of dollars worth of gold bullion.
And every year, Duncan says, he sets out to top whatever had been done the year before.
This is a job where every year I try to do something that I didn't do, have some new challenge that both interests and excites me and my crew, and give something new to the public to see.
His success at that has earned him this year's recognition. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.